In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest today is Stian, one of the guitarists in the Norwegian band Death by Unga Bunga. Their single Camouflage is the recent coolest song in the world. We'll hear some of that now, followed by my chat with Stian on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
We're with camo, blue and gray. I'm hiding in plain sight. Society's cast away. I want you to
Mighty Manfred here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, and for our first coolest conversations of 2025, I am joined by Stian, lead guitarist in the Norwegian band Death by Unga Bunga. Happy New Year, Stian.
Happy New Year, Manfred.
Hey, how do you say Happy New Year in Norway, in Norwegian?
Godt nytt år. Godt nytt år. Oh, we don't say it. We scream it. We shout it.
Oh, you shout it.
Yeah. Godt nytt år! Woo!
Wow, it's almost, you know, not being familiar with Norwegian, I would think you're yelling something really mean or nasty at me. But now I know it's Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's positive.
Yeah. What did you do for New Year's Eve? How did you celebrate the ringing into the new year?
I ate, I drank, and I set fire to some small rockets in the garden.
So fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny, here in the U.S., I have friends from overseas, you know, be here around New Year's, and the people will set off fireworks on New Year's. But we've got this the summer, we have our Independence Day holiday, and there's far more fireworks there. In fact, my mother was German, and she was always disappointed by the American New Year's Eve fireworks. Are there like big displays in Oslo?
Yeah, the fireworks are for New Year's Eve here in Norway. So. Yeah, at midnight. We do the whole countdown and then everything just explodes everywhere. And it can be quite crazy in the cities at times.
Well, does Death by Unga Bunga ever play on like New Year's Eve?
No, we haven't. The thing is that usually all the bars, everything is closed. It's more like you go to like friend's house and you eat and everyone goes outside and start the fireworks. So we're kind of used to having parties at home when we party with friends.
And having parties at home, just in general, not specifically New Year's Eve, but is it uncommon for people to have like a house party with a band playing?
Well, I've been to a couple, but it's been, so it's not usual. It's more, that's more special occasions.
Right.
Yeah. But we're used to being, the weather here, of course, we stay inside a lot, you know. You guys think it's, you know, pretty and like postcard and it's so beautiful out there in nowhere. But to us, it's just annoying. It's ice and rain and wind and yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoy seeing that ice, rain and wind on just a postcard. I don't have to live it myself.
Yeah, but I'm living in it, so.
Well, I appreciate you taking the bullet for me.
Yep.
Now, in the U.S., some people make New Year's resolutions, you know, things that they want to do or change about themselves in the new year. They tell themselves, I'm going to do this, that, or the other to make myself better, things I want to change about myself. Do people in Norway ever make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, they do, but it's usually the same, like stopping doing something they think is fun or something they like because it's unhealthy or unsafe. So, which can be a lot. So I try not to make any many of those.
Well, I'm with you on that. Where are you from originally?
A town just south of Oslo called Moss.
Ah, because the band is based in Moss, isn't it?
Yeah, we're from Moss. That's where we grew up and went to high school together. But now we all live in Oslo. The band is it's a band from Moss. That's what, like, the Bunga Bunga is from Moss, where we live in Oslo. But it's just like 45 minutes away anyways. Mm. Yeah.
And I know you play a guitar. What got you, why you played guitar? What got you into playing guitar?
When I was six, I went to this preschool thing, like before real school. I'm not sure what it's called in English, but like a substitute teacher, he showed us a video of Kiss, a live video. And then I saw Kiss on video with explosions, you know, blood, rock, pyro, just everything. It was a lot. I think that's how we started for many. Like, if you see Kiss when you're 6 years old, it does something to you.
Oh, wow. So Kiss set you on the path to rock and roll glory.
Yep.
And so you saw Kiss play, and you decided afterwards that you wanted to play guitar. Was that the moment you went home to your parents and you said, I want to play guitar and I want to wear makeup?
No, not necessarily. The guitar thing came later. But we all started to, like, we wanted to have Kiss makeup, and we made instrument with cardboard guitars and some pots, like drum kit out of pots and stuff. And then we used to do like shows for our parents and friends at school. So we started dressing up like Kiss more than playing music instruments. But that came later.
Well, how later? Tell me when did you actually strap on those six strings of magic electricity?
I think I was 11 or 12. That's when I like really wanted an electric guitar.
And did you take, you took lessons for that, or how did you start?
At some point I did, when I was in high school. I did, but I didn't practice the lessons. But I went to someone who told me what I should do, but I didn't practice what I was supposed to.
So you didn't practice. Was that helpful or hurtful?
I don't know. Maybe it helped just finding your own voice on the guitar, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something. It has its value in itself, I guess. But I always loved playing guitar. So I enjoyed having the teacher there just talking music. And yeah.
So this is interesting, because it's kind of funny. You're sort of emulating Kiss before you're actually playing. So, and you're putting on shows. So in a way, you had formed your first band before you actually could play. How old were you when you first played in a band where you were actually able to play guitar? Was that in high school?
Yeah, I think I was 14 years, and we started to like make some. We got together. I remember some friends we met. They saw me wearing an Iron Maiden T-shirt. That's what happened. And then they came up to me and asked if I play an instrument. I said, yeah, I'm learning guitar. So we just started a band, and then we started to play Judas Priest, Kiss, and Iron Maiden songs.
We mentioned how, or you mentioned that the band originally, Death by Hunga Bunga, originally began in Moss. Can you remind us how you guys formed? When was that?
It started with Sebastian, the singer. The first Death Bunga Bunga were him and some other guys, and then it kind of evolved into what today is Death Bunga Bunga. But I think also they started like covering Turbo Negro songs. That was how we started the whole thing, being a Turbo Negro cover band. And then he heard the Mummies and their song. Their album called Death by Onga Bonga. So that's where the band name is from.
Right, the joke. Now, as I remember this, you and I, we spoke a long time ago. We spoke like in 2015. So it's been a while since we've spoken. And as I recall, you guys weren't aware of the joke, that's the punchline in the joke.
We just saw that, the artwork for the Mummies record, which we just fell in love with. And whatever Death by Onga Bonga is, it just sounded cool. So we just named the band. And then maybe 2 years later, when we start to get some attention, people want to know what does it mean, and we didn't really know. And then people started telling us like these horrible jokes, nasty, evil punchline. It was like, what the hell? So yeah, but it was too late.
Well, if anybody's not familiar with that joke, they can easily look it up through. They can Google that. Use a Google machine to figure that out. All right, right. You've got this, I think it's your seventh album coming out in February, Raw Muscular Power. Is that right? Is that number seven?
Yeah, it is. I'm shocked as well.
It's a lucky number, what I'm told. So when and where did you record Raw Muscular Power?
Well, it's kind of recorded in pieces. So it's been a year where we started tracking drums in one studio, and then we went to a cabin with the guitars and everything, and like a mobile home studio, and tracked the guitars and vocals and just worked. So like bits and pieces, the whole record came together. So it hasn't been like the whole band in one studio doing this thing. It's been a long process.
So that is that unusual? I mean, do you typically just go to one location, one studio, and play everything live, or how does this fit into the process?
It's more, we always try to not do what we did last time. So if we record an album totally live, like everyone in the studio 1 week, next time around, we'll do something else. And this time we were experimenting more with like drum sounds, miking different, just doing a lot of things that would be really expensive to spend time on in a big, expensive professional studio. So yeah, so it's kind of been recorded everywhere, actually.
When Camouflage is our coolest song in the world this week, a single off the upcoming album Raw Muscular Power, my notes say that you wrote the song with a keyboard player. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the keyboard player, we don't have a keyboard player anymore, actually, but he used to play keyboard.
Right. Can you pronounce his name for me? It's
Preben.
Preben Andersen.
So now he plays guitars with me. I mean, when we started out, he played keyboards and I was the guitarist, but now it's twin or triple guitar power on all the songs.
The guitar power triumvirate.
Yes.
Of Death by Onga Bonga.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's very cool. So how did you guys come up with Camouflage?
It started with the chorus has this repetitive thing, camouflage, yeah. Camouflage, camouflage. And then, but it was Preben and Sebastian who kind of started the song. And then we worked it out in our rehearsal space, actually.
Right. And who came up with the lyrics?
I think that was Preben and Sebastian.
I saw the video for Camouflage, and it reminds me, you got a bunch of cool videos, and I was wondering, how involved are you with their making, right? How involved is a band with the making? Is that something like the directors kind of has an idea, or is it y'all's vision when you go and do these videos?
It all comes from us, actually. We just need someone with the camera. Yeah. They can edit the pieces together. We do spend a lot of time like I don't know, like making sketches, or if that makes sense.
Yeah, storyboarding.
Yeah, like wouldn't it be funny if we filmed you doing this and that? And so we always have like this, hopefully funny ideas that we want to capture on camera, and so, which also. It's a good thing to do because then you have content and everyone's talking about you got to have content.
Right. That's the way of the world in 2025.
Yeah. But luckily for us, we love like we grew up watching Jackass, so we've always been like wanting to film something funny. Or
you grew up watching who?
The Jackass, you know.
Oh, Jackass! Yeah, sorry.
The whole thing with the not being friends and filming being funny, and we saw that's probably where it all started for us. Like, you can do whatever with nothing.
Well, how would you describe the video camouflage to somebody that hasn't seen it?
Like, the main character, he's kind of creepy. He's just walking around, kind of lonely, and it's kind of people watching and hiding. I haven't thought about it. And when I think about it now, it's kind of like, what's he doing? I don't know.
So I pick up on that vibe, right? And then at the end, I thought, it kind of has a happy ending. I mean, would you describe the ending as happy or not?
Yeah, he finds someone else who's also hiding and people watching. But it's also like camouflage. The song is also about like hiding your feelings and not being who you really are. Which a lot of our songs is about, just like this whole, we're kind of trying to make fun of the whole macho guy thing.
In fact, what was the name of the album before Raw Muscular Power?
Heavy Male Insecurity.
Heavy Male Insecurity. Yeah. So definitely that's the theme, you guys.
It's especially on the last record and the one coming, it has a lot of the songs is about making fun of the whole macho culture, if that's how you can say it. Yeah. So we're just having fun with it. So.
Well, right. And another favorite track of mine on the new album, the upcoming album, is I'm Really Old. How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the oldest, and I'm 36 now.
Oh my gosh, 36?
Yeah.
36? Well, you know, I just want to reach over and grab your cheek and go Gucci, Gucci, Goo.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Who wrote that?
That started with Preben, the other guitar player.
Okay.
And then we worked out the whole riffing magic and twin guitar solos together.
Well, what do you say to someone who says that age is just a number and you are only as old as you feel?
Age is also a hurting back, pain, but also wisdom, and I don't know, good stories.
That's the trade-off. After a while, you get shocked enough to know not to put your finger in the electric socket.
Yeah. It takes a while, but you'll get there.
You'll get there, yeah. Well, I like another song, I'm Going on Vacation. Did any one member's holiday provide the inspiration for the song, I'm Going on Vacation?
No, it's actually just literally about wanting to go on a vacation.
When you were young, well, let me ask you this. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were young, did your family ever go on family vacations, like a family holiday to someplace together?
Yeah, with my family, every summer we go to Denmark because my mother is Danish. So we have a spot there. So that's always been our place.
So you have a spot there. So does your family still return there once a year?
Every year.
Every year.
Yep.
Is there do you always went to the same place or different place?
Yeah, we have like a summer house, I think it's called.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So which is like a old family house.
Oh, how nice. And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older brother and a little sister.
And so I know you're 36. So is your little sister like in her 20s or is she in her 30s?
No, she's 31. She's 5 years younger, and my older brother is 5 years older.
Oh, so you're the middle child.
Yep.
You're the middle child, and you were like the rocker in the family? Or do your brothers and sisters play? Do they play instruments?
Yeah, I got into like playing instruments and rock music because of my brother. So I was always listening to what he was listening. When he bought an Oasis record, I kind of started listening to that. And when he bought a Metallica record or whatever,
Well, what did he have? Well, so he didn't have any Kiss albums, or did he have Kiss albums?
No, the Kiss was the Kiss thing was something I figured out on my own.
Figured out on your own.
Yeah.
The final song on the album, on Raw Muscular Power, is that a Norwegian title?
Yeah.
Can you say it for me?
Of course. Ring meg hvis du trenger en venn, and it means call me if you need a friend.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's kind of like based on like if you're being a hotline for people who need help, if that's the right word. Like, so you can call in and get like professional help if you're feeling, not mentally well.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I mean, maybe that kind of ties into this the next question I have, because I was looking at your Facebook page. And I wanted to ask you about this phone number that you guys are flashing up there.
Yep.
00047-967-11612. Does that tie into this song?
Yeah. So people have been calling us, and we've been trying to answer as many calls as possible. So every time we're together or someone is out and about, the phone is with us, and we try to answer as many phone calls. And if it's something serious, we'll give them the number to some real professionals, of course. But, you know, it's fun to talk with people that you don't know.
So what got you? I mean, this is pretty clever. I mean, you know, but as you said, you like to talk to people. You can reach out for this friend. What who thought of this idea?
It was just us being in the same room again and what we're going to do next. And then I guess someone just said, wouldn't it be fun if someone actually could call us if they need a friend, which the song is about. Call someone if you need a, call me if you need a friend. And we just went to the nearest phone shop and bought a phone.
So you guys passed the phone around.
Yeah. But actually it's out of order at the moment.
Oh no! Because this is the moment. Now you're going to get a bunch of phone calls from the U.S. Now, obviously.
Yeah, but sorry, it's out of order. We're working on it.
Well, so they can find the number on your Facebook page, or I'll say it one more time: 00479671612. But operators are not standing by. But maybe they will be. Maybe they will be shortly.
Hopefully.
Speaking about U.S. stuff, any plans to tour in the U.S. in 2025, do you think?
We would love to. I would definitely love to go back. We last time was, I think, in 2019. We played the South by Southwest Festival.
How many times have you done that? How many times have you played South by Southwest?
I think we played four times.
Yeah. Because one time the Woggles played with you.
Yeah, that was our first in two. I had to look it up. It was the 2012.
Okay, and where do we play? Was something like the White Pony? Was that it? White something?
It was called the Legendary White Swan, like a rock bar in Austin somewhere.
In Austin,
that was fun. I remember we were borrowing some stuff from you guys, and people really. We didn't know we had to bring everything. So we didn't fly with amps. So when we got there, we were like, can we borrow your stuff? Sorry.
No, that's all right. I remember the show being great. And I remember Sebastian was climbing on the booths.
Yeah.
And, he stepped one of the tabletops kind of flipped on him. So I was kind of worried he'd hurt himself there, but he got right back up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
But, we would love to come back to the U.S. And every time you post something, there's always someone asking, when are you coming to the U.S.? When will you be back?
So you play South by Southwest four times. Have you played anywhere else in the country?
We did two tours in 2017. We did a whole month from west to east, actually.
Oh, wow.
And then we went back and did a whole month with, we were supporting Stiff Little Fingers.
Oh, okay.
Punk band from Belfast. So that was really cool. So that was but also very expensive for us. So that's also a big reason why we haven't been back in a while. It's not cheap to, you know, to get the whole band over. But if anyone wants us to come over to the States, we'll just reach out and we'll see what we can do.
Like a Four Tops song, reach out and I'll be there.
Yeah. I really want to go back. It will be fun. Maybe just a couple of shows on the East Coast or West Coast.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And right now we're going to take a listen to one more song off the upcoming album. And I'd like us to hear Trembling. So I need to hear something about Trembling. Who wrote it and what's it about?
We wrote it, I think the lyrics was, that was like everyone getting together, because we had a theme that was like, you should be trembling because of everything happening in the world, and just like being having this paranoia about if it's the climate changes or just anything, just being scared, but you should be trembling because it's getting bad. So that was like the theme. And then we just worked out the riffs and the melodies. So it's, I would call it a cooperation.
Yeah, whatever. And it was, that's cool. It's a group composition, everyone contributing. And what I really love is going into how the chorus is set up and going into the refrain, the chorus is, I think that sounds really cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it has a... this old trick called modulation. So,
yes, tried and true, tried and true.
Surprise, surprise, modulation. Yeah, it works. And that's a guitar solo. That usually works as well.
Yeah. All right. Stian, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. And we're going to start off now with some Trembling by way of Death by Unga Bunga, off their upcoming album, Raw Muscular Power, here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Norway's Death by Unga Bunga just now with a little Trembling. The song is from their upcoming album Raw Muscular Power, due out in February on Jansen Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band Steon for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing and editing our podcast. Bill Wyman was the bass player in the Rolling Stones for some 30 plus years, and since he's pursued several other music projects, including a solo career. His latest album is Drive My Car, and he'll be my guest next time around to tell us all about it. That's Bill Wyman on your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.